All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to compete at BKB 32, and that goes down on May the 21st. We've got Jimmy Sweeney and Kevin McCauley getting out there to test skills, and great having Jimmy on the show. How's everything going, man?
Yeah, it's great. Just finished training, so just chilling out for the evening. Yeah, I've got last week, a week before a fight, so everything is done now, so it's just mainly relaxing as much as I can.
Yeah, and you were initially supposed to fight Johnny Tello, but that kind of fell out there and everything like that. I mean, you're very...
Yeah, unfortunately for Johnny, he's got a neck injury, so it wasn't until about a week ago that we've heard that he's pulled out, which is very, wasn't great, to be fair, on myself, because I've trained this camp for Johnny for his style, so now I'm in with a different lad that I don't have a clue what his style is like. I haven't watched him, so... yeah, but we're fighters, we adapt to it and carry on.
Yeah, for sure, and I guess that's what I was wondering about, like just how close it is to the fight, and I imagine you were game planning pretty specifically for this opponent. I guess it's just like you said, being fluid and adaptable with whatever your opponent's doing and kind of imposing your game.
You know what, like, obviously, because I've seen Johnny fight live, so I know what he's about. But I'm one of them guys that I don't really watch my opponents. So, but obviously, because I was in Thailand, I seen Johnny and I knew what he's about. So I trained for that. But I can adapt. You know what I mean? And after about 30 seconds of a fight, if you're a good fighter, you can adapt to these things. So it hasn't really thrown me off that much, to be fair. So I've just continued doing what I was doing, sparring and stuff like that. And I feel I'm ready for whatever challenges ahead of me on May 21st.
Yeah, well, I mean, your track record in general definitely speaks to that. But even with the quality of recent work, from what I can tell, like it seemed like Golden Team Thai Boxing Gym was a good space you were working at. And I was seeing some pictures with Scott McHugh and Dan Chapman, so getting in some, you know, good championship work. Can you speak to the specific training ahead of this one?
Yeah, I've been in the gym. I've been now for quite a bit, and I've started sparring like sort of Scott McHugh and stuff like that. Which is, Scott's a good fighter, but he's known for his fitness in the BKB world. That's probably one of the fittest, if not the fittest fighter there is. So I've been sparring him just to be testing my fitness coming into this fight, and my fitness is on level, if not better than Scott's at the moment. So that really says a lot about the work that I've been putting in the gym.
Yeah, absolutely. And this would seem to be just a big year in general. Like, you've had a great career so far, but I was seeing a post you had where you were talking about how, like, 2023 is going to be a big one for not just what you're doing competitively, but also your private life. And I saw you were saying, like, you might even be looking to potentially retire later in the year. Like, what's your, I guess, general timeline for this year? Like, is it, I guess, capture? Yeah.
Do you know what it is? So I'm fighting on May 21st, and obviously, because Johnny's pulled out of the fight, that would have been a big fight, and I was going to look to come back for world title maybe November or that. But with Johnny pulling out, and I'm fighting this other kid, can't remember his name, Kevin McCauley or something like that, on May 21st, and I'm a very, very confident fighter. I believe I'm going to get that job done fairly early. So I'm going to be, I've already spoke to Jim Friedman, the owner, and I want to get back out July 29th, and I believe I want to be going for another world title, and I believe Kennelly, the world title I want, James Kennelly has it. He's a great friend of mine, but I want the 79-kilo world title, the featherweight. But I believe the welterweight world title is vacant. I believe Marley Churcher is the British champion, Dad. So if I can't get the 79-kilo world title fight July, I'll be pushing for the welterweight one, and probably against Marley Churcher or something like that. and then hopefully I'll be ending the year then with a world title shot at the 79 kilo. So I'm looking forward to these next few months in my B2B career. And as everyone knows now, I've opened up a cafe with my partner. So my private life is going to be busy, and so is my BKB life for the next 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, that's very intriguing that you would specifically mention the welterweight title, because obviously much is made, understandably, of you being a three-weight world champion at middleweight, lightweight, and featherweight. So I feel like welterweight would be something to, you know, even jettison the resume even more. That would be great.
Yeah, I've been known to fight earlier in my career to higher weights. Obviously, the level of opponents wouldn't have been the same as it is today, but I've been up there, and it's something that I've always said I was going to do as well, just to go back up the weights and just add another world title, not just a world title, but another weight world title. I'm a five-weight world champion in three different weights, so I want to be a six in four, and finish on seven in four at the end of the year. So it says a lot for my resume then, after if I get that done, six time world champion in four different weights. It hasn't been done before. I've done the three, Barry's done the three, so I'm going to be hoping to go for the fourth, which is mad to think of it being done, but I believe I'm good enough to get it done.
Yeah, I mean, the wording is kind of interesting. Did you not necessarily, like, look at that as, like, an express goal in your bare-knuckle run? Because, I mean, you've amassed quite the legacy. I mean, this is your 33rd bare-knuckle fight, which is really almost unparalleled in the bare-knuckle space, for sure. And like we mentioned, the championship accolades. Did you almost not even necessarily map out this path for what you're doing? Like, you almost seem a bit taken aback by it.
It's do you know what? This has just come about today, really. And why this has come about is, like, my intentions was to fight Johnny Tello and not fight in until maybe November and push for world title and that. But I believe the Johnny Tello fight would have been a hard fight, so I would have took a few months off. I'm no disrespect to this guy I'm fighting next week, but I don't really know much about him. But I believe I'm going to put him out in early. So I'm be looking to get back out July, and obviously I'm a world title fighter. You know what I mean? I'm a five-time world champion, so I want the world title fights, and I believe that one is vacant. So why not challenge for that one? You know what I mean? As I said, the 79 kilo title, James Kennelly has that, and I believe he's looking to have fights out in America, Dubai, wherever, and which he's very much entitled. So he's the champion. So I'm not going to be waiting around for that fight when I can push for the vacant welterweight title.
Yeah, for sure. And it's just been such a great journey. Like you talk about with your partner, like the business you're setting up, it seems like, you know, it's just such a night and day difference from where things were at, per like a post I saw you had circa September 2021, talking about how at the start of the year you were, you know, suicidal and losing your girlfriend and your kids, and it was hitting you really hard. And obviously at a prior point, like the 6-year prison term that you went through, I imagine your quality of life and where you're at right now is amazing, just with the journey you've been on.
Yeah, it's completely different. It's like night and day. I've been through some hard times. I've got through with good friends of mine that's helped me along the way. As you know, I've given up drinking, drugs, and everything about 2.5 years ago. I've went through a bad patch in my life. As you say, suicidal, didn't know like what to do with myself, basically I was at the end of my rope really, and really contemplating suicide. And I went to psychiatrist with one of my very good friends, and I've talked to psychiatrist, broke down crying, and really then after I was on a Friday, the Monday then I was in fight camp, you know what I mean? So and from that then I've just got better as time has gone on, and obviously you'll still have your bad days, but You know what I mean? With the right people around you and with the right... knowing how to communicate properly in these situations really helps. I'm with my partner now for the last 14 months. We're going to start a business together. Something that I didn't think... not that I didn't think it would never have. It just wasn't in my thought process because I was in a bad way for a long time. So now I've back in loving my fighting again, new business, great relationship. So life is better. So if anyone's out there and they're going through a hard time, you know what I mean, with the right people around you, it will get better.
Yeah, that's a great message, man. And I was seeing the food kitchen, like you talking about that, and you seem understandably very excited about it, just getting ready to, you know, open soon per the post 2 weeks ago. Like, how has that whole experience been? It seems like you're, you know, deriving a lot of enjoyment from it.
Sorry, mate, you broke up a lot on that there, so I couldn't really hear you.
Oh, no worries. I was just speaking to the food kitchen and just, like, your thoughts on the whole thing. It seems like you're enjoying that process.
Yeah, we've opened it Tuesday. I said to my partner, I said it's going to be a difficult time to open it with my fight so soon after, but we've opened it. She's dealt with everything business wise, and you know what, I really appreciate that. She's a great help to me, and I'm just enjoying it. So it's obviously a new venture for me. I've never done this. I've worked a few jobs here and there, but I've never been my own boss kind of thing on my own business. So it's a very exciting time for me, not just me, but my partner as well, and together. So we're really enjoying it.
Yeah, well, I love hearing that, man. That's awesome for sure. I wanted to, I guess, talk about some of the, you know, journey and everything like that, because it seemed like early on from some interviews I was checking out, like it seemed like growing up as a traveler, like a lot of people in your family would fight, like, you know, the uncles and your brothers and dad, but it didn't seem like you were thrown down quite as much. Like, when did you start getting into the fighting? Like, you obviously transitioned into amateur boxing at one point in the, you know, gloved ranks there, but like, when did you kind of start throwing down?
You know what, coming from a father family, like, fighting's always been in our culture, you know what I mean? Like, bare knuckle, my dad fought. It's just a way of handling your disputes back then, you know what I mean? So he fought, my brothers fought, my dad had a few bare knuckle fights, so it's always been something we've been around. You know what I mean? Like, we used to live on a halting side, caravans, travellers, so every other day there'd be fights on. It's always been something that I've been brought up with, and something that's come very, very natural to me, you know what I mean? But as a kid of seven, my dad brought me to my first boxing gym, and my life from boxing has really started from there. So I've done amateur boxing, I've won Irish titles, English titles. So from there, then, unfortunately, as you said, I've done a six-year prison sentence then, and that's kind of really messed up my chances of going pro. So then after that, I've found bare knuckle boxing as a sport in the UK, and I've just started from there, and I've just continued it, because obviously as a traveler we're brought up around bare knuckle boxing, but to be participant in it, you had to be in a dispute, you know what I mean? But now I can do something that's loved by my culture and do it as a profession.
And kind of interesting with like the tie-in of you kind of, you know, getting your own restaurant going, just the fact that like this BKB journey sort of started being a customer at Jim Freeman's Cafe 25. So kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's like, this is so I started eating at that cafe years ago, and that's how I first met Jim. And I've been, obviously, I've been in training camps with Jim and all that, and I've been around the cafe, and obviously I've met them just times. I've been, every day I was in camp, I was in Jim Friedman's house, and I've been to the cafe every day. And my partner then, she's owned a couple of cafes, so it was just like a natural thing then to do, because she knows that I don't really know what I'm at, to be fair. I know how to sit in a cafe and I'm busy, but yeah, it's just something that's really interested me. For obviously, I like eating food and all that, so probably a bit too much, to be fair, but it's something that's always interested me, and with my partner being involved in that industry for years, it was just an easy thing to do.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, carved out, you know, such a great legacy and everything. And it seems like you had like a very, I guess, fluid transition into it. Like it seemed like you developed what a lot of the commentators were calling like a snake charmer's style and everything. And it seemed like you figured out like how different Bare Knuckle was pretty much right away and everything like that. Can you speak to, I guess, some of the,
You know, my style in Bare Knuckle, it's pretty much a weird one, but it wasn't like I've done this. It's just come naturally to me. And people say like, how do you train for that, or do you practice that? And I really don't. You know, it's just something that's come very, very natural to me. And thankfully, it's worked so well throughout the years. And sometimes I might look a bit daft doing it, but it's very effective. And I ask Adam and my opponents, and they'll tell you it's a very awkward style to fight against.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's almost like you got a lot of like almost on the job training. Like, obviously, your training camps are curated to, you know, get you ready for these fights, but just like all but, you know, two of your bare knuckle fights being championship fights and whatnot. Like, I mean, I imagine that would pay dividends into, you know, figuring it out. Like, I mean, you talk about how you can't necessarily impart to people, like, oh, it's like I do this different and that different compared to glove boxing. Like, it seems like very much like just like adapt and learn from your experience kind of situation. Is that a fair way to characterize it?
Obviously, I've done a lot of boxing. I've trained for boxing all my life, but there's certain tweaks and stuff like that you have to do for the bare knuckle. And we've got a lot of pro lads come in, and just because the pro lads, they think they're going to come in and just like walk over the opponents, but they realise after a bit, even though it's boxing, it's different in how you approach it and how you punch and stuff like that. And thankfully for me, but obviously I've come from a travel background, so I've been doing it for years, so I've had a head start, if it's compared to everyone else. You know what I mean? So, and with my style as well, is a lot of these lads are not boxers, so they never faced a boxer with such an awkward style like mine. So it makes my job a lot easier as well.
Yeah, I guess I just had a couple questions like related to like the next few fights and kind of what you're looking to do, because it seems like you're interested in that, you know, BYB and BKB partnership. Like, it seems like Laurent T. Nelson was someone you were kind of looking to throw down with. Is like a crossover fight with those guys something you're interested in it through this like run?
I'm not really pushed with Nelson or any of them lads. They've had a chance to come back and fight me, and they wouldn't take it. So I'm not being cocky or anything like that, but I don't need any of them. They need me. You know what I mean? So I was supposed to, like, I've mentioned that Nelson to fight back in our show for May, and he wants me to fight in June, but obviously I'm on a family holiday, so I couldn't really fight on the June show. So I've asked for May, he wouldn't take it. So I said, you know what, lads, I don't need like ye, like it makes no difference to me. I be need me more than I need ye, kind of a thing. So, but I'm not ruling out in future, but for now, I've no real interest in it.
Yeah, well, it seems like you're very focused on, you know, getting some wins together and collecting another world title. So fair enough. I guess too, though, I'm wondering how much like maybe a potential, you know, run back with Barry Jones would be of an intrigue, because you've avenged prior losses to Julian Lane and Rico Franco and whatnot.
Yeah, that's a fight. That's a fight I will be pushing for. Obviously, I'm on my pad. He's on his pad. My pad is hopefully take me to two world titles this year, and that really set up another fight with Barry. But as it is right now, he just needs to take that fight. But so with hopefully anything goes right for me, do is I want to at the end of the year. It really gives me something to push for, you know what I mean, and makes the fight makes more sense if I'm coming in with two world titles, you know what I mean. So that's a fight that I'm pushing for. I'm a fighting man, and I'm I'll always try, like, if someone beats me, I'll go back and I'll go back until I beat them. You know what I mean? It's just in me to do that. So that's a fight that I will be looking at, hopefully, the start to mid of next year.
Yeah, and that would be an incredible fight within an incredible run. Like, I think it's interesting, like, not saying this in any kind of way, obviously, but I feel like with certain American bare-knuckle fighters, like, if they have, like, you know, 9 or 10 fights, like, in a relative way, that's seen as, like, oh, they're, like, supremely experienced. But you heading into your, you know, 33rd fight here and stuff like that, can you talk about what you've done for, like, the BKB scene? Because I feel like you've really put on for Europe, and they've been doing great with bare-knuckle for many, many years now, and definitely have enjoyed watching all that, and you've played a big role in that.
Without sounding too big for my shoes, I'm one of the reasons that the UK bare knuckle scene is what it is today. You know what I mean? I've fought everyone, I've beat everyone. So I've developed with this sport, you know what I mean? We've developed together from where we started to now, and I'm a massive, massive part of that. That's why I'm so well known and respected in this game. I've been there from back in the days, we're fighting on football pitches to now door twos and stuff like that. So I feel I've been definitely a massive part in how this sport has developed over years and become such a mainstream and have brought like the amount of fans that we bring to it, that I've brought of it is massive. You know what I mean? So I'm definitely a massive factor in where BKB is today.
Yeah, and I feel like you could speak to this better than, you know, pretty much anyone outside of, I guess, the promoters affiliated with it, just being on, like, their inaugural show and seeing where it's at today. Like, can you speak to the growth of the company and everything like that as you've grown as a fighter?
Sorry, you're breaking up that one there as well. You got bad connection.
Oh, sorry, I was just saying you were on the first show, and I'm wondering if you can speak to the growth of the company from the kickoff show to now.
Yeah, the growth is massive. As I said, I've started from the early shows or in the football pitch with just the ring in it. We've gone from a very little team media wise to having our shows on basically recorded on phones to having a big production the main thing we've done and proud of it is we've turned something that had such a bad reputation in as people have thought. Obviously, I'm not a traveler, but thought when you think bare knuckle, you think travelers, gypsies, underground gangsters and stuff like that. We've changed the mind frames of people and made it friendly sport and people, families come to that and really enjoy it. So we've changed how people think about bare knuckle, and that's one of the massive things that I'm proud of most.
Yeah, I mean, you should definitely be very proud, but you've alluded to it a couple times, like fighting, you know, at like the football club, like the Kettering Town Football Club. I saw you got 2 victories in one day at Latimer Park with UB Bad on that first like legal bare knuckle show. What was it like fighting 2 guys in one night and getting 2 wins?
It was all right. I come out of Ireland a couple of days before, turned up at a show. Like, it's all obviously with the first one, you're always nervous, actually, just because it's something different. Even though I've done bare knuckle, it was something different because it was like a sport in a ring, and it was just. But after just getting into the ring, after a couple of seconds, I just felt so comfortable, so at home, and. I think I knocked the 2 guys out in about 5 seconds each, and yeah, it's hard to explain the feeling, you know, the pure adrenaline rush of it. I just got hooked on it from then, you know what I mean? And I'd always go down as the guy that had 2 fights one night, the very first, you know what I mean? So that's massive for me. It's another one of my records with it. And it was just, if you're like... It's like watching that snatch film. It's hard to explain what you're like, the feelings you get from when you get into the ring bare knuckle and when you fight and when you win. It's a great feeling.
Yeah, I appreciate the insights on that. Definitely you know, thought that was cool. And I'm sure there's a ton of questions I can ask you, Jimmy, but like I was saying before, I want to be, you know, mindful of your time. I guess one of the things I kind of wanted to touch on too, because I was hearing an interview where you were talking about the Johnny Tello fight more so, and you were saying you were looking to get the finish within 3 or 4 rounds. Is that still the plan for this fight with the opponent switch and everything?
Yeah, with the Tello fight, obviously Johnny's gone full fight, full 7 rounds with Barry. So I've just wanted to come in and just take him out in 3 or 4 rounds, just to show people that I'm still there. You know what I mean? I'm still a dangerous guy in this sport. But unfortunately, Johnny's not there, so this other guy, and my mind frame is still the same. You know, still to put on a devastating display and send a message out to everyone that I'm back and I'm dangerous and I'm coming for titles.
Yeah, well, I've definitely enjoyed watching your fights over the years with guys like Cody McKenzie and Julian Lane and Melvin Gillard. So definitely great to, you know, finally be able to talk to you. But just also curious if there's maybe any final parting thought you might want to add as we're kind of, you know, wrapping up here, Jimmy. It's been great having you on.
No, it's been great that you've reached out and obviously the more exposure we get as fighters, the better, especially with yourself coming from overseas. So it's great that you've took the time out to do the interview. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, mutual, you know, appreciation. Glad to finally have you on the show, and very much looking forward to this BKB 33 fight, or 32 rather, against Kevin McCauley on May 21st, and very much appreciate you making the time to reiterate, and hopefully you have a good rest of your day, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for getting in touch. I'm pretty sure we'll do it again soon.